cripes.
Ah!
Whale out of nowhere.
712 Brock Hunter.
I sent this video to Brock last night. I was laying in bed sideways and almost shot me out of bed.
Ah! There's a whale!
There's this video of two scuba divers, and one scuba diver is filming the other one, and a whale comes up to eat some krill. Is that what it's called? Krill?
Mm-hmm.
And his mouth is, God, what is the size of like a truck?
Dude.
He's got his open mouth eating all this krill, and this scuba diver barely gets out of the way.
Yeah, would a whale just eat you then?
Honestly, probably, man. He probably won't feel that.
I feel like you would. I think,
you think he'd spit you back up like, oh boy, what was it?
Was that Jonah and the whale?
Yeah,
Jonah and the whale?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Scuba diver lives in there for a few days.
Yeah, well, Jonah wasn't a scuba diver.
He didn't have the scuba mask and all that?
He wasn't a traditional scuba diver as we know today. You know, biblical times.
Was he just fishing or something?
He wasn't out in his billabong board shorts surfing.
Well, he wasn't hanging out with Jesus on Daytona in
02? No, I don't think so. It was before. Anyway, much cooler today. Clouds this morning and sunny later on. High of 52. A little bit cooler along Lake Michigan. Tonight, clear, chilly, low of 38. Son of a bitch. Tonight, then Tuesday, cloudy, chance for rain. High of 62. Wednesday, cloudy, chance for rain and thunderstorms.
I think today is like really the only decent day this week.
So. It doesn't look nice. Yeah, but it's cold, though.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not going to even be decent.
It's a bunch of horse...
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
Of course, as always, the Morning Dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Hunter, you want to be better in bed, don't you?
Hell yeah. Absolutely.
Well, according to a new study out of James Cook University in Australia, there are three exercises a man can do to improve his performance in the bedroom.
Kegels.
Actually, that's all it is.
Really?
Number one exercise is fake flatulence fighting. So you sit there and you...
It's like you're fighting a fart.
Like you're holding it in.
Yeah.
Don't let it go. So there, you do that. Tighten up the muscles in your butt like you're trying to stop gas from coming out. That's exercise one.
Is it bad that I knew that?
Number two, testes retractions.
What?
So you lift up your testicles.
With what, your
hands? I'm doing it right now. No hands. This is all hands-free stuff.
How do you do that?
Come on, just lift them. Ready? One, two, three.
No.
Up.
Nothing.
One, two. You don't know how
I got nothing, no.
You can't lift your balls?
Mm-mm.
I'm doing it right now. I'm doing it while I'm talking to you.
You're lifting them?
Yeah, so just tighten it up there.
It's kind of the same thing as holding up a toot.
Kind of. It's a little bit different muscle, I think. That's the toot. That's the testy. Toot.
I don't know if I should be watching you moving your body around.
Here, let me take my pants off so you can get a better view.
moving his body around.
Number three, pee stoppage. That's the third exercise.
It's all the same.
It strengthens the muscles in your... Mm-hmm. Area.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's supposed to make you a better lover. I think it's supposed to help with
that's for both males and females, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. Females do that. You know, they have little weights for women. It's like an egg.
That lady that holds like surfboards and...
Yeah. But no, women can buy them. They can buy Kegel balls and they're weighted. You get it and then you lift it. You do vagina squats, I think.
Yeah. I don't know if I want to be walking into.
Honey, you doing squats?
What's that in between?
Clam cleaning jerks.
Hey. Good Lord.
So, guys, if you want to be better in bed, fake flatulence fighting, testy retraction, and pee stoppage.
Your wife might look at you a little weird because your face might wince up there while you're doing it.
I'm doing it right now.
What are you doing?
It's so weird. I'm going to be like Peter North by the end of the show. If you're a huge Game of Thrones fan, you've already watched last night's series finale. If you haven't or you don't care, spoilers everywhere, man. I've been trying to avoid Endgame spoilers and Game of Thrones spoilers.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Game of Thrones. I haven't seen much of the Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I wish I knew what happened at the end just so I could spoil it. So you guys can stop talking about it.
You're a real dick, you know that?
For God's sakes.
Yeah.
Every other post on Facebook.
What if someone spoiled John Wick for you?
He can't really spoil it when he fights.
Yeah, he murders everybody. Right. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Is he still mad?
I mean, I understand. I understand that. Nobody likes the spoilers. I get it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it must be damn good, dude. The Game of Thrones and the new Avengers movie must be the best thing that is ever.
I know. I need to finally just watch them both. Well, Kiki and I, what we're going to do is we're going to do the 7-day free trial of HBO and then cancel it. So we're going to have to binge watch the series of Game of Thrones because it's $14.99 a month, for God's sakes.
So it's that good.
It is very good. It is very good. Okay. I will say that. I enjoy it.
If it's not good.
I don't think you have the attention span for it.
To watch Game of Thrones?
No offense. I don't think you do. No offense.
What does that mean?
You don't have the...
Well, I'll tell you. If it's good, it can keep my attention.
It is very good. It's okay, maybe. Maybe. Yeah. All right, we'll try it. Maybe we'll sit down and watch it together.
But if it's BS, here's the thing. If there's like a 20-minute love story... That they don't do anything but just talk and like...
No.
Did it turn into The Walking Dead?
No. Which, that's, by the way, I have not seen any of the new Walking Deads because just like, ugh.
Because it sucks.
What's happening? Anyway, so there you go. We'll start from the... We'll watch it all. Okay. Every hour-long episode says seven.
How many are
seasons.
There?
There's a lot.
How many seasons?
I think, what, was this the ninth season?
Oh, dude, forget that.
Maybe not the ninth. Maybe like the sixth. Cool. Either way, there was a couple days when Kiki and I would binge watch it, and that's like a day.
Yeah.
Because they're like hour-long episodes, so.
I'll cliff note it, and we'll talk about it tomorrow.
Perfect. Sounds good. Lastly, tartar sauce, nicknamed Grumpy Cat.
It's Tutta, not
Tutta
tartar.
Sauce. Grumpy Cat, you know Grumpy Cat. He died.
Oh, the meme?
Yeah, the actual cat.
Oh, no.
You know it's a real cat, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So Tartar Sauce, who was nicknamed Grumpy Cat, an American internet celebrity cat known for his permanently grumpy facial appearance, it was caused by an underbite and feline dwarfism, died on Friday.
Ah.
Poor guy. He was like, well, how old was he? Like 9? Something like that?
Do
the Grumpy Cat face.
It's on my license. Did he die grumpy?
He died that, but he died in his owner's arms.
Right. In the happiest, grumpiest way you can get.
I can't tell if he's happy or not. We'll never know.
Poor little guy.
Do the face again. Fantastic.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 107.